I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is fining an Alabama auto parts supplier over $170,000 for unsafe working conditions. Dail USA is based in Valley, Alabama. It supplies parts to Hyundai and Kia. OSHA recently issued 17 citations against the company, 10 of which have been classified as serious. They're accusing the employer of willful failure to develop procedures to prevent multiple pieces of machinery from starting up during maintenance and servicing. OSHA says the unguarded machinery puts workers in danger of amputations and other serious occupational hazards. Dail has 2 weeks to either pay the $171,870 in fines or contest the citations. Mobile-based OSHA Area Director Joseph Rosler says the agency offers free consultation to assist employers in operating safely. The University of Alabama is giving high school students an opportunity to showcase their science skills. UA's College of Arts and Sciences is hosting its 40th annual Physics and Astronomy Contest for high school students. Contestants will pair up in teams or compete by themselves on physics projects. Dr. William Keel is a professor in the astronomy department at the University of Alabama. He says the program is a great way to promote interest in the field of physics.
The first time I was involved in it, it was a revelation. See high school students getting this excited about solving physics problems. So we've tried to turn it into a broader outreach event to raise the profile and interest in physics in high schools.
Registration for the Physics and Astronomy Contest began at 8 o'clock this morning at the Ferguson Center on the University of Alabama's Tuscaloosa campus. NFL hopefuls will hit the field in Mobile tomorrow for the Reese's Senior Bowl. APR's Pat Duggins reports the city is hoping for an economic windfall as well.
The Senior Bowl includes graduating college football players hoping to impress NFL scouts as a North team plays against a South team at Ladd People Stadium. Hotels and restaurants in Mobile stand to clean up as well. The event is expected to generate $27 million for the local economy as well as $1.7 million in extra tax revenue. Supporters of Senior Bowl also point to 130 jobs from the game as well as 20,000 hotel rooms booked. The annual college football event occurs during Gulf Coast Tourism's version of a perfect storm. Sports fans are in town as 3 Mardi Gras parades take place tonight and 4 more tomorrow. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And Life South Community Blood Centers is hitting the road hard over the next few days as their blood supplies are critically low. The organization plans to hold 12 blood drives over the next 3 days in various parts of Mobile and Baldwin counties. Now for today's forecast from WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott.
Going to feel better this afternoon. Those temperatures top out of the upper 50s. Some areas south of Interstate 20 topping out near 60. Tonight, lows back in the upper 30s to near 40. Low 40s more likely along the Gulf Coast. As for the weekend, warmer temperatures, highs in the upper 60s on Saturday. Lots of sun. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.